Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, BTN listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday installment of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It is the 11th of October, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in about 5 minutes. Well, we started off with Samsung yesterday, and we're going to start off with Samsung again today, because Samsung's woes just seem to continue. At least now, they finally have acknowledged and have fessed up that supposedly the safe models of the Galaxy Note 7 are safe. No, they're not safe, and they are exploding. So, in this PR nightmare, Samsung yesterday announced that it has halted all sales of its Galaxy Note 7 smartphone worldwide, and they issued yet another statement saying they are working closely with the U.S. Customer Product Safety Commission to investigate reports of replacement units that have exploded over the past week. Samsung has also instructed all global retail partners to halt sales and exchanges of the Note 7. Now, if you're currently a user of the Samsung Note Galaxy 7 and you're thinking, what should I do? Mine seems to be okay. Well, Samsung is recommending that all owners of any of the Galaxy Note 7 handset power down immediately, whether you got the original unit or the replacement unit. All Samsung retail partners will allow customers to exchange their Note 7 phones or return them for full refunds. Moving on with more phone explosion news. Now, no, it's not just actually Samsung, even though they're the main one out there with the phones exploding. Apple's been having a little bit of explosion problems, too. Yes, news you may not be hearing in the mainstream media. Several iPhones have actually exploded in recent weeks, including the new iPhone 7, the iPhone 7 Plus, and even an iPhone 6 Plus, which worries the hell out of me because I'm a 6 Plus user. No. These issues are not comparable to Samsung's troubles right now, as they've been very, very limited. But Apple is indeed already investigating the matter. So yeah, more than likely, most of the iPhones out there are probably safe. But if you have it in charge mode, you might just want to keep just a little eye on it, just for now. On with more just gonna make you smile lovely news. It's been one of those kind of days, ladies and gentlemen. This one goes out to all of our U.S. listeners that are on Crapcast. I mean Comcast. This is what you've got to look forward to come November 1st. Comcast will cap all customers to 1 terabyte of data. Yes, I've heard all of our Comcast users' jaw just hit the freaking floor. And I feel your anger settling in. Because we all know that change comes from the previously unlimited plan. Yeah, that would make any user feel craptastic, wouldn't it? But Comcast has issued a nice little YouTube video, which will obviously eat into your cap, trying to sell its users on the idea. More or less, it's telling them, hey, look what you could do with 1 terabyte of data. Well, if you're watching 4K content, not a whole hell of a lot, can you? Especially when a 4K movie is about 30 to 40 gigabytes. There's half of it gone already. And finally, are you a UK cabinet member? Well, thank you very much for listening to this show. You best take off your Apple Watch right about now. Yes, the Apple Watch has been banned from UK cabinet meetings because of the Russian hackers. Yes, UK's Tory government cabinet ministries have reportedly been officially banned from wearing their Apple Watches because they're worried they may be compromised by Russian hackers. Now, those of you that may or may not know this, cabinet ministers have actually been banned from bringing smartphones and tablets to meetings since late 2013. Because apparently at that time, an iPad was used during a presentation by then a cabinet member, and it was thought that that iPad could maybe be compromised, or at least easily compromised. All hell kind of then broke loose, all cell phones were placed into soundproof lead-lined boxes, and then it kind of goes from there. Heck, there was even fears that USB sticks handed to delegates at the G20 summit, yeah, better than St. Petersburg, Russia, yes, were thought to actually have been loaded with malware. Of course, this all goes on the news that we've been hearing left and right that the Russian hackers are everywhere, and Putin is on a mission. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. TheBritishTechNetwork.com, that is the destination. Of course, you already know that. For all the great BTN content, get on over there, check it out, get subscribed. Also, subscribe to all of our podcasts on iTunes as well. Like us on our Facebook page at British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And if you haven't done it already, come on, get on over and hang out with us in our BTN community over at our Slack room. That's at BritishTech.slack.com. The new show will will be returning for your Hump Day installment. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, try your best to have a good old Tuesday. Maybe keep an eye on your phone, regardless of what it is, just in case while you're charging it. Remember, everything's made in China. As always, thank you very much for listening.